This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
K-pop acts are canceling and postponing Asian tour dates due to coronavirus concerns. With South Korea reporting 11 confirmed cases of the virus, artists are taking precautions to keep crowds from congregating. Three stadium shows of GOT7's world tour, as well as overseas events by Taeyeon and NCT Dream, have been postponed. Stay safe and alive. Jeff Lewis has apologized to Asian Americans for racist comments about the coronavirus outbreak. "I'm very sorry for crossing the line," the former Flipping Out star said. He had joked that all the Asian American employees working at SiriusXM were going to be quarantined and recommended his listeners avoid LA destinations such as Chinatown and Grauman's Chinese Theater because of their Asian connotation. Racist idiot. According to Globe magazine, Angelina Jolie was enraged after seeing photos of Brad Pitt hugging Jennifer Aniston at the SAG Awards. "She's outraged over the way Brad's behaving with Jen, smearing their friendship all over the place," said the Globe. "Well, the entire story is made up. The actress isn't concerned with them being on good terms. She's focused on work and raising her kids. Period." Fake news! Don't mess with Margot Robbie. The 29-year-old actress and her friends have each other's backs, so much so that a bad breakup with one of them could leave you with an egged car. The star of Birds of Prey said, quote, "I do have a wonderful group of girlfriends back in Australia. Anytime a dude breaks up with a girl in the group, all the girls go and egg his car," she said. Wow, better behave around her. We've been wondering what Duchess Meghan and Prince Harry will do after exiting their roles as senior members of Britain's royal family this spring. Now we know that Meghan will be making appearances on I Do Redo, a Canadian reality show about second weddings. The series stars Meghan's best friend, whose three children took part in Meghan's second wedding. From royalty to reality. Sheesh. 50 Cent received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Eminem showed up. You heard me. Slim Shady took to the podium to pay tribute to his friend, fellow rapper, and power star, who he had discovered and signed to his record label, Shady Records, in 2002. Eminem said 50 Cent was not only a business partner, but one of the best friends I've ever known in the world. Not Shady. Former America's Got Talent judge Julianne Hough and her husband Brooks Laich were out eating breakfast together in LA amid rumors that the couple have called it quits. Days before, Hough posted a cryptic quote saying, "To love someone long term is to attend 1,000 funerals of the people they used to be, the people they don't recognize inside themselves anymore," unquote. Ugh, just eat your eggs. Terry Crews has apologized to Gabrielle Union for remarks he made regarding Union's complaints about her treatment on HET. He said her complaints about behind-the-scenes operations were never his experience. Now he's rethought his position and issued a public apology. "Gabrielle, I want you to know it was never my intention to invalidate your experience, but that's what I did. I apologize." Hang your head, Terry. Ciara and Russell Wilson were seen enjoying a date night after announcing she's pregnant. "Number three," she wrote, alongside a picture she posted of the couple in Turks and Caicos. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback wrote the same caption to share the news with his followers. Wilson also wore a three necklace to further express that the little one will be the third child in their family. Can you say promo? Ugh. Chris Brown is out of legal representation in the case of an alleged rape that occurred in 2017. The singer's attorney, Blair Berg, has filed a motion to withdraw from the case. She claims Brown has become difficult to work with and hasn't met his contractual obligations. Additionally, she doesn't have his real number and communicates with him through his longtime manager, Ant Wilson. Uncooperative idiot! Future's 17-year-old son, Jacoby Wilburn, is looking at a 20-year prison term due to gang activity. Wilburn was arrested and charged with criminal trespassing, criminal gang activity, and altering the ID number on a firearm. The last time Wilburn was involved in a lawsuit was when his mother, Jessica White, sued Future in 2012 for paternity and child support.
Guilty!
12 days after tying the knot in a hush-hush marriage ceremony in Malibu, Pamela Anderson and John Peters have decided to uncouple. The pair hadn't yet filed the legal paperwork for a marriage certificate, and following their January 20th wedding ceremony, she said, "I have been moved by the warm reception to John and my union." Then they split. Idiots! James Corden got so wrapped up in fame in his early days that he sought therapy. The late-night host first hit it big after writing and starring in the British sitcom Gavin and Stacey. He said, quote, "I started to behave like a brat. It's so intoxicating, that first flush of fame," unquote. He's since realized that he's actually the reincarnation of the Pillsbury Doughboy, which took him down a few pegs. Federal prosecutors have asked that actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli be among the first group of parents to be tried in the nation's college admissions scandal in October. U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton has made clear he wants to divide the parents into smaller groups rather than have them tried all at once. Hey Loughlin, you're the head of the parade!
The Trash Bin.
Rapper Kamane Wilson has been convicted of paying a hitman to murder his own mother in 2012. Wilson, aka Young QC, was hit with a 99-year sentence in connection with the death of his mom, Yolanda Holmes. Wilson was accused of hiring Eugene Spencer to kill Holmes. He allegedly shot her inside her apartment and stabbed her after Wilson told him over the phone to make sure she was dead. Wacko!
The news wrap-up.
Disney Plus is expected to reveal more than 25 million subscribers, dazzling the industry. Netflix will spend a whopping $20 billion on programming this year. Jeff Bezos has sold $1.8 billion worth of Amazon stock as it closed above a $1 trillion market cap. Princess Cruises has quarantined 3,700 passengers on a ship after 10 aboard tested positive for new coronavirus. Yikes.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Birds of Prey is the most popular film in the USA.
The number one album.
Roddy Ricch holds at number one with Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial.
The number one app.
Yep, what did you expect? It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
American Dirt by Janine Cummins is the number one nonfiction book.
Khalid Donnell Robinson, simply known as Khalid, turns 22 this week. He began writing and creating music in high school, posting his early works to SoundCloud. In July 2016, he reached number 2 on the Billboard Twitter Emerging Artist chart. His single Location began charting, which led to his being featured in many publications, including Billboard, BuzzFeed, and Rolling Stone. Location peaked at number 16 on the U.S. singles chart and was later certified quadruple platinum. Since then, he's achieved several top 10 hits, a top 10 charting EP, a number one album, and 6 Grammy nominations. Here's Khalid with the song of the week, Know Your Worth.
He keeps leaving me for dead. I don't know what you've been waiting for. So you've got your love locked up instead. But something better's waiting at your door. You don't know your worth. All the things I know that you deserve. Say it's not worth it, doesn't hurt. Find someone who loves you at your worst. Gotta keep your head up. Gotta keep your head up. Gotta keep your head up. Who puts you first? Find
is Khalid with the song of the week, Know Your Worth. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.